go Birds. But all right, that's all I'll say about sports besides go Eagles. We're recording this the week before the Super Bowl.
I'm freaking fully inflated right now. Bring us in.
All right, well, I will bring us in.
Season 3.
Hey, you guys.
Hello, dear friends. Welcome into the Tree Fort. Welcome back. It's a little taste for season 3 coming to you here.
This is kind of like a little bonus. This is like a little, I guess, like last minute of season 2 / early season 3. Just like some little, you know, keep held
like
over
a brunch
during winter.
Yeah. It's a brunch like episode.
It's like a nice plate of mott sticks, you know, before the real dinner comes.
Mm-hmm. It's a prequel sequel. Mm-hmm. Sequel prequel.
See, you think of us like an appetizer. I kind of think that we're like dessert right now. Like, this is dessert after season 2.
This is dessert. Okay.
Yeah.
This is that midnight snack.
I'm always thinking forward, you know. I'm making them at night, Dad. I'm not making them at night. I'm making them at night. Yeah.
Motherfucker's making them at night. I know he is.
Where the hell's the bread? All right, so welcome in, everyone. We appreciate you swinging by today to hear us chit-chat about conspiracies, to kind of recap where we've been on this conspiracy / thought-provoking journey. We've talked about aliens. We've talked about ghosts. We've talked about Sasquatch. We've talked about dying and God and angels and spirits, all of it. Today, we're going to talk about time travel. All right. And it's something that you sit there and you're like, duh, that's definitely something that people get real jazzed up about. Like, oh, yeah, we can do it or we can't do it. Is it like Back to the Future? Is it like Endgame? We're going to talk about it. We're just a couple open-minded individuals ready to chit-chat with you. So clean your ears out for those of us that use Q-tips. Be careful. But otherwise, get ready to sit and hear a little bit about some time-traveling ideas. As always, the gentleman who's been rambling for the past couple minutes, Philip Boughton, the captain of this voyage. And with me are my two best mates, A1 Joseph Johnson.
Present.
And present. And
drop it.
A1 Stevie P. Welcome, gentlemen.
Glad to be here. Good to be back. It's good to be back.
Yeah. Long time listener. First time.
First time time traveler.
Yeah.
So for reference today, we're talking about not just time travel in general, but the ideas behind it, how it could be possible, the physics behind it, and then some kind of what if scenarios. But a lot of our discussion today is going to be based off of the popular History Channel series called The Unexplained with William Shatner. And if you haven't seen this show, highly recommend it. There's what, 6 seasons, and they're just all fucking bangers.
I think there's an announcement of a 7th.
And that dude, so William Shatner is like 95 years old.
That's crazy. And
yeah. It's just nuts. And he's in there. He's talking about it. He
might not even know what he's talking about.
He might not know what he's talking about, but he does a hell of a job.
He does a fantastic job. He is the voice of a generation.
He is
the songbird of Gen X. Was he Gen X?
No.
He was born in 1931. Boomer. He was before the boomers. Yeah. That's
before the boomer.
Is that that might even be before the greatest generation. When was it, that one?
I think that's, the greatest which, generation that's a, is the boomers.
That's a bullshit name. I mean, them taking that before other generations even get a chance. Yeah, fuck that. Yeah.
It's fuck not even guys. Fair.
Yeah.
I mean, they had it pretty good, you know, but hey,
yeah.
After but the whole war and depression. Any hoozle.
So yeah, William Shatner, great guy. I mean, the day that he goes and Patrick Stewart go, that's going to be a rough day in the Star Trek neighborhood.
I would throw Gilbert Godfrey in that mix as well.
I mean, he did go, so.
What?
Yeah, Gilbert Godfrey's dead.
Yeah.
When did he die?
Yes. I think like 2 years ago.
What?
Last year, yeah.
Is it last year or 2023?
Right after Bob Saget.
How did he die?
I
heroin. Do not
know. No, he didn't.
I know. Scott, nuh-uh. Oh, wait.
Oh my God, you're right. He died 2 years ago. 3 years ago.
I clicked a 3-day-old article. It says Gilbert Mann identified as the person who died from skydiving event. I was like, no way, he died from skydiving. Also, RIP to this guy. I'm really sorry.
No, it's just health issues. Wow, yeah, man. Moment of silence for Gilbert. And we're over it. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, moving on.
All right, by the way, he's part of the silent generation, the greatest generations from 1901 to like 1930. And then it's the silent generation.
They didn't do shit.
Quiet ironic.
They were just sitting at home being teenagers during World War II.
The voice of the silent generation. That's a fucking sick title.
That's a sick title. That if he hasn't already.
Yeah. Philip Bowen, the voice of the loud and obnoxious generation. Boom. Count it. All right.
Voice of the millennials.
Voice of the podcast generation.
Song, the millennial songbird. That also sounds sick. What the?
See, you're just coming up.
Millennial Songbird sounds like a fucking band.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, it sounds like a sick band.
That's a Tree Fort Gang band.
Yeah, trademark. That's our band. Nobody can use that.
And I.
If you're listening,
God damn it, I deadnamed you again.
Philip Allen.
What's up? We got to shake the rust off.
Maybe we got to shake it off. But okay, let's dive into this because I got a lot to talk about. Yeah. So let's start. So the episode is an hour long. They go through a bunch of different situations,
occurrences, events.
Yeah, yeah. The one that I really want to start with, the Philadelphia experiment, because that's the one that got me not only locked in, but just rock hard. Because.
So before you go in on that, I just want to ask you, because I think that for the listener, this might be an important distinction. Is this a story of time travel or is this one about time slippage?
This is a time and location travel.
Okay. Because mm-hmm. I just have the notes, so I want to make sure we make that distinction when we get there.
Yep. So what happened in I think it was World War II time. And they were trying to, the Navy, were trying to develop basically like a stealth boat.
Yeah, camouflage ships.
Yeah, that would be able to do it. So they whoever was like, oh yeah, let's do this. It's like, why? I don't know if anybody asked that question, but they're like, oh yeah, they wrapped it in the entire I think it was a destroyer or it was one of the big ass ships and they wrapped the whole thing in like copper wiring and then electrified it. And when they flipped the switch, apparently, so in Philadelphia Harbor, the boat became engulfed in this like green smoke, which copper, when it's oxidized, turns green, which is why the Statue of Liberty is green, and it disappeared, and it was sighted in Norfolk or Baltimore? Like
Norfolk, I think. Norfolk, Virginia. Yeah.
Yeah. It was sighted like an hour later in the Norfolk Harbor, but that's like, at the time, it was like a lot more than an hour away. and then it came back to the Philadelphia harbor.
Yeah, it was 200 miles away.
Yeah. And
then like an hour, right?
Yeah. And then it said like literally the entire crew was dead, and they're like, some of the bodies were like embedded into the bulkhead of the ship, and it's like, what the fuck like happened? And apparently like there's sightings of the ship in Chicago in like 1969, and then in like 1980 it was in Salt Lake City. And it's like, so first of all, there's no like direct water route
from, yeah, how do you put a ship in Salt Lake City?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like, that's just nuts. And then like 40 years later it was there. And what bugged me about it was that they're like, you know, there was dudes that were like embedded into the bulkhead, but they were like, it sounded like some of them survived it. Like, why is nobody like said anything? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just had like
someone did, right? Didn't someone try to?
Well, they did write a book, and then it got heavily like
criticized. Yeah.
It got like redacted and then like shut down by the FBI. But there is a book that like came out like in the 80s or 90s or something.
What's the name of that book?
I don't remember.
Are you able to look it up, Dylan?
Yeah.
Philadelphia.
If I dead name you guys one more time, I'm kicking myself out of the tree fort.
Yes. So it's probably the Philadelphia Experiment, Project Invisibility by William Moore and Charles Berlitz. Is the book I'm seeing about originally. Let's see. It said like not everybody died. It said there were severe consequences for the crew, including nausea, mental disorders, and horrifying physical effects, such as sailors being fused to the ship's structure or rematerializing inside out.
Yeah.
You imagine that?
Disgusting.
My guts just outside.
Yeah.
Just your testicles. Do you imagine that?
Would you still love me if I rematerialized inside out?
Of course.
Yeah. I'd probably love you all the same.
It is really on what's on the inside that counts now.
Yeah. I just think it's funny that like there were severe consequences. Like, I'm sorry, being rematerialized inside out. That doesn't sound like a consequence. That sounds fucking awful. And like that sounds like pain and torture and like the worst possible thing that could happen. And it's like, yeah, I mean, that sucks. Like,
so my question, right, would be like,
how?
Well,
why?
Beyond that, my brain goes to like, I want to know what they experienced. Like, was that
right?
Did that all happen in a moment's time? Did they experience it over the course of what felt like months or weeks or years or days?
Right.
If they popped up in all these time frames, like what, did their brain process that?
Are they there? And maybe that's why, like mentally, they are messed up. Because, like, think about that. Like, if you were in a different time and got like misplaced or something, like your brain would be totally wrecked. And there is a Star Trek episode, The Next Generation, where Patrick Stewart version, Picard, gets like, they find him in a shuttle, but no other ship. And so he's already in the Enterprise and they find another one, but the dude's like completely bonkers. Like he's just not saying anything because he has no idea like where he's at and anything like that. And then as they get closer to his actual time, then he like starts gaining it back.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, that could be possible.
Like you've seen 40, 50, 60 years into the future, but how long were they there for? Was it for a moment?
Like time sickness.
Yeah. Like it's just interesting to me. Think about how that experience would have gone and hopefully, not turn inside out at the end of it.
And it's wild because like, they're like, yeah, we just wrapped it in copper. Like, okay, why? like, yeah, I figured that would work. Like,
probably from Tesla's specs.
What's the science behind it? Maybe. So, which that's a great segue into the Tesla story. So, Stevie, that's one that you seem jazzed up about. Lay that on us.
Yeah, so everyone,
but first, hopefully, Joe John, did you have anything on the Philadelphia experiment, being that it's near and dear to your heart?
Is it? I guess while we're talking about Philadelphia, which is probably what you're setting me up for.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, we're recording this the week before the Super Bowl. Go Birds. Fuck the Chiefs. So amen. That's where we all stand. So go Birds. Anyways, on to your story about
go Saquon.
Yeah, go Saquon. Mm-hmm. I can't wait for him to just break off a rush on his first carry again, like he did
take
in the
over.
Championship.
Take the over on Barkley. Yeah. I don't care what it is. Take the over.
I don't know about the anytime touchdown, though. I love that, but Jalen Hurts steals those touchdowns.
Not this time. This is Barkley's year, baby.
Yeah, he's got to get in, though, or we push it. Mm-hmm. Also, actually, real quick, before I pitch it over to you, because I just think it's really funny. Did you guys see that the interviewers on Monday, like the week of the Super Bowl, they asked Travis Kelce, what do you love more, Taylor Swift or phantom 15-yard roughing the passer penalties? And then someone asked Patrick Mahomes who his favorite referee was. So they were trolls. We love it.
That's love to see. So it. We can bring up that conspiracy that the NFL is
rigged.
It's rigged. It's
that would
rigged.
Be, or we could just talk about like sports being rigged in general. That might be fun because we could talk about like in basketball, baseball, just different instances.
I don't think baseball's rigged, but yeah.
Maybe
baseball's
not
harder
now,
to rig.
There's probably stuff historically that we could talk about. Like, what's his name? The guy that's banned from the Hall of Fame because he was betting on games back in the day. Pete Rose. I was going to say Pete Alonso. Terry Rozier, actually, on the Heat, he's getting busted or investigated right now. It was when he was still on Charlotte, but betting himself. It's like, why would you, when you have like a $20+ million contract, why the fuck are you like worried about these bets?
I would say it doesn't matter unless he's blasting the under on his spread.
That's what DeJounte.
And then he underperforms after this.
Michael Porter Jr.'s brother, the one that is much less well known, but known for being busted for betting. That's what he was doing. He was just chucking shots. I think Jonte Porter is his name. But anyway, back to the subject at hand.
Tesla.
Nikola Tesla, famous Serbian scientist, absolute genius. Some would argue parallel or greater than Einstein. Debatable. Anywho, he was a big researcher on frequencies, electricity, and time travel, something he was very intrigued by, spent a lot of time researching. Rumor has it that he did figure out time travel, and that is what ended up getting him killed by the government so that they could seize his property and his research notes.
That'll do it.
And fun tidbit, this is the part that blows my mind. I want everyone to take a moment and just Google Baron Trump Marvelous Underground Journey. This is a book series from the 1800s that is eerily similar to today's current events in the U.S. This is a book series about a man named Baron Trump, who is mentored by someone named Don Trump, who lives in Castle Trump.
Who could that be? I don't know.
And you might say, yeah, okay, so they're writing about Donald Trump and his son, but this was written before they were even a twinkle in their father's eye. This was written in the 1800s.
Is this book series? Is this connected to the Tesla story at all?
Yes.
Or is this just
this is connected, and I'll tell you how in a second. So that book series leads to the author writing a novel called The Last President. And a lot of the events, a lot of the names, it all correlates to today's events, today's happenings, and it is unsettling. And the reason I bring this up is because, according to certain media outlets, when Tesla died, I forget who the U.S. president was at that time.
I gotta look it up.
Was it I don't even remember.
He died in 1943. Was that still FDR?
FDR. I think so, yeah. I was going to say. So Roosevelt sent Donald Trump's uncle.
Yeah, it was FDR.
Donald Trump's uncle to look into Tesla's belongings. And it's rumored that he took a bunch of research notes on time travel.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. Like, that book does not sound real, but I looked it up here while we were recording this.
It's real.
That's a real. That's it's a real 100% book. I obviously haven't read it, but I just read now, the synopsis of it. It's crazy.
Now, another tie to all of this that's going on today and Nikola Tesla. What is Elon Musk's company's name?
Which one?
Tesla.
The one with the cars.
Oh, duh. Sorry. there's a lot happening right now in the
SpaceX,
world.
SpaceX, why?
And one of the first things you're taught in history class is what? History repeats itself. And it's just... Yeah. I don't know if it makes me excited or scared because
it's living in a simulation.
Isn't like what they say in history class, like you should learn about history, otherwise it's destined to repeat itself?
Yes.
So we wouldn't want it to repeat itself?
Well, if there's anything you should know about humans, it's that we usually don't learn.
Yeah. It's
human nature.
The French Revolution, here's a perfect tie for the time slips. The French Revolution happened, all of this McCarthyism happened in the 50s, and then we just got out of the woke era. So, yeah, I mean, that's happened three times offhand. So
we're bringing back the guillotines.
Yeah, and it's just if you just think about, you know, the fact that Trump's uncle, Donald President Trump's uncle, supposedly took time travel notes.
Yeah.
Okay, and then in this episode, there's a gentleman, older gentleman, who says that when he was a kid, he was brought by his father to a military building?
Yeah.
And inside the military building in New Jersey, mm-hmm. there was a machine that he found out was a spitting image of Nikola Tesla's time travel machine sketch. And supposedly the government, in collusion with 100-something little kids, created a child task force to time travel. Now, I don't think they specified why, but this specific man stated that he was tasked with viewing the Gettysburg Address as a child. So he went back in time, and sure enough, while he was on his voyage through history, he was photographed, and someone found that photograph accidentally several years later, as when he was an adult. Now, is that him in the picture? I don't really know. He says it is. This part's a little up in the air for me personally, but it is a real picture of the Gettysburg Address. There is a kid in it. And you can see President Lincoln in the background. My only if, you know, or like, you know, my only question on that is that him in the picture?
Yeah.
Well, do you know the guy's name? I want to be able to have people look up the picture.
That's what I was trying to pull that up right now. So I looked up.
So I think he also said that, like, he went to
Andrew Basiago.
Yeah.
That's his name, Andrew.
Oh, Basiago's time travel photo.
Basiago, Basiago.
he said that he went somewhere, what was it, New York Harbor, and like warned General Washington to like get the troops out of there or something like that. And it's like, okay, but you're 10. Like that one to me just seems weird. Like,
it seems like fluff.
I don't know about fluff, but it's like just all of it. And you're like, why were they sending 10-year-olds back in time? Like, 10-year-old me has, I wouldn't trust 10-year-old me with anything, let alone like, hey, General Washington, you got to get your troops out of here. Or like, hey, Lincoln, like, you're going to give a great address. I know it. I was like picking my nose and stuff like that. Like,
yeah, I think I was still in whitey tighties at that point.
Yeah, I couldn't be bothered to like warn people of impending doom. So like,
the only thing I could think of is if there is, you know, secret code words or like some way that he could be like, hey, President, you know, whoever.
Hey, George, way to cut down that cherry tree. Am I right? Yeah.
But he just basically says something that only that person can know about to make them themselves seem more valid. Like, hey, I know your wife likes to eat your ass on Tuesday nights after chili.
Oh, the general? Yeah. He's in his quarters. He won't be joining us.
But the picture is more of the debatable proof for me.
Yeah. I don't know if you said this, but I'm just looking at the picture, and it says that this was part of DARPA's Project Pegasus.
That's what it was, yeah. Project Pegasus.
And they said that they described what you were talking about as a plasma confinement chamber.
Yeah, so it was like the two towers that are like 8 feet tall, almost touching the ceiling, and then just electricity fields around them, and then a white tunnel in the middle.
That'd be cool if you go like attend old historical events.
Right, so that brings up the butterfly effect question for me. Is, okay, you know, they say that you change one little thing and it drastically changes the future. So, you know, let's say I go back in time and I tap Bush on the shoulder on September 10th and I say, hey, motherfucker.
I know.
Some shit's going down tomorrow and I know you know. So let's stop that from happening. Maybe?
That's what I was going to say, Phil. My favorite memes are when like it's like Superman like stops the planes from hitting the towers. And everyone's like, "Yay," and then he turns around and the towers are still collapsing. But anyways, what were you saying?
I was going to say, would we tell Bush or would we tell Cheney? I don't think Bush knew. I think Cheney knew. But anyway, besides the point.
I would maybe tell the public.
Yeah. But no, that's definitely a good point. And that's the like thinking about if somebody went back in time, would it be like Back to the Future where like, oh, don't hook up with your mom or you're not going to exist in the future, which I would think that that's common sense, but okay.
Yeah.
Or is it like Endgame where like you can go back in the past, but it doesn't affect necessarily the past?
Because then your past is in your future. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a separate timeline at that point. Or does it branch?
Right. So it's definitely an interesting hypothetical thought
experiment.
Yeah. You know, I feel like Einstein sitting here having these ponderings, but yeah.
Well, hey, if you think about it, right? Maybe alternate time branches isn't all that far-fetched. Like, that might help explain deja vu or the Mandela effect. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe which every time these little shits went back in time, they kept fucking shit up, and now all these branches are meshing.
Well, that is.
And there was a fucking cornucopia for Fruit of the Loom.
Yeah.
God damn it, the Monopoly Man.
There was no pay in the Chick-fil-A.
Don't.
That's so the like, you know what? I'm sick of looking at the damn cornucopia on the my Fruit of the Loom underwear. I'm going back in time and getting rid of that thing.
Get the kids.
Yeah. Like, somebody call up that 10-year-old and be like, hey, go make this change.
Reactivate Pegasus. We're getting rid of the monocle.
I was when I was looking it up, time slippage, which we're talking about, which is partially, which is where people, you know, accidentally, inadvertently just fall into different time periods and then fall back into normal time. Like a lot of like the explanation of like, you know, how people reason that it's not a thing is like it's kind of like deja vu or, you know, things like that. So it's kind of like in that same, I guess, I don't know what you'd even like categorize that as.
So that explanation. Yeah, that one in the show where the guy's like, there was those two dudes. And so like anytime, like if it's one person, like, all right, fine. If there's two people, like, okay, then it probably did happen. And like they were at the Liverpool Harbor and like saw the Luftwaffe bombing the harbor, which happened, but they were in like their time was like 1932 and that didn't happen until like 1943 or something. 50s, yeah. But it's like okay, so like if I could see if it's like deja vu if it was like in the past, but if it's like it's something that hasn't even happened yet, like is it deja vu then or is it something else? Because what was the other instance? The dude that, and this one's wild. The guy that was like trying to buy a CD at like the shopping mall, or it wasn't even a shopping mall. It was like a strip mall. And he went into it and it was like a women's clothing store. And everybody in there was dressed in like 40s and 50s clothes. And it's like, what the hell? Like, imagine,
the name was like the Crispy or the Crispin or something like that.
Yeah. Like imagine.
Is that the one you're talking about?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Like, first of all, how does that happen? And then like, could you imagine if you were that guy and you're just like, what the fuck? Like, like how, I'm looking to buy a CD. How did I end up in this?
Everyone's like, what is a CD?
Yeah. Like, this is a women's clothing store. Like, yeah, I don't know what you're doing in here. Like,
what's that? What was that building called?
It was like
Liverpool.
Yeah. It's Crips or something. I think it's CRI. Crips. Yeah.
Crips. Yeah. Yeah.
And which that's historically, what, and then, yeah, like, was not there.
Yeah.
At that time,
no one even really knew that until they found like old documentation showing that that was a store. Yeah.
Wild. Total mind fuck. Just like you get out of the store and like I was just in that damn store looking for a CD.
Yeah, and like, how do you explain that without sounding crazy? How it is a
CD store? Like, oh, Jesus.
Like, yeah. I went. I swear to God, I saw the Germans bombing the harbor.
Yeah.
Everyone be like, okay, bud. And then it happens 10 years later, and they're like, yeah, bring that guy in.
So
we need to talk to him.
Joe John and I. Yeah, Dragon Dreams, freaking what's her face. But Joe John and I were talking about this. So like I think because we talked about in our ghost discussion, we talked about like all energy, you cannot create it or destroy it. So like it exists. And like I think with the ghost thing, like if anything like monumental happens energy wise, like it does still exists. Like there's always specks of that energy at all points and times, and like it said in the thing, these time slips do tend to occur at like places of battle or like where wars took place. And so like, yeah, that Liverpool thing like makes a lot of sense because it got bombed. And as they said that, I like thought back that it like unlocked a core memory of 7-year-old me getting the shit scared out of me at my grandparents' house. My grandfather was like, so take my autistic knowledge ability and focus it instead of on multiple things, literally just the Civil War. And that is my grandfather.
That's awesome.
And so
he's a hardcore Republican.
Yes, he was. And, but like he could tell, like if you were like, who did this at Antietam, he would know everything about it. Like it was absurd. And so he had this VHS tape. It was Ghosts of Gettysburg. For some reason, they thought that was a good idea to put on while I was there. And it was talking about like all the different ghost situations that people saw at Gettysburg. And I remember one vividly. There's two that I remember vividly, but like this one is, it was like two people went down. It was some building in Gettysburg. They went down the elevator to the basement. And when they stepped out of the elevator, it was, instead of the basement, it was a Civil War like field hospital where there was just like dudes in beds all over the place, and they were like sawing people's arms and legs off because if you got shot in the arm, it was, you just lost your arm. They couldn't do shit about it. And there was like just shit everywhere and people dying, dead bodies, doctors running around, and like the people were freaking out, and the elevator was gone. They're like, yeah, that makes sense. And so they like, I don't remember because I was seven, like how they like got like out of it, but same kind of thing that they just kind of came to, and then they were down in the basement and there was nothing there. And it turns out during the Civil or during Gettysburg, that building was used as a like field hospital.
Jesus.
Yeah. So
what like, you just said though did make me think of something.
Go for it.
So like Gettysburg, right? And then you mentioned that this seems to occur a lot around places of some sort of historical prominence, whether it be a battle or the Gettysburg Address, Liverpool battleground, right? So what if when these kids or whoever time traveled and they go to these events, what if when they leave, it leaves a little ripple in the space-time, right? Like a little tiny sliver of a doorway. And then if someone hits that just right, they kind of experience the time slippage to different places that that person went to.
It's possible. Anything is possible. And like, so if, shout out Gettysburg. If you've never been to Gettysburg, it is pretty fucking sick. But like, there have been tons of like ghost sightings and happenings and stuff like that. And I went, the last time I was there, 2013, and it was like a 2011, I think, and it was a reenactment of the Gettysburg Address. And so there's like dudes all dressed up. It was pretty sick. And like I could see where like there's just shit happening all over the place.
Yeah, like it's crazy. Like just the thought, like, you know, let's go to this place and just walk around and maybe we'll experience a time slip.
We could do it. I'll stumble around there. I don't care.
Tree Fort King takes a visit to
Phil, Gettysburg. Imagine you go back in time by yourself. We lost him. Fuck.
Like, where would you wish you could go to? So
there's a bunch of people talking to me. Oh, I have no idea who's talking to me.
If you accidentally time slipped, where would you prefer to end up?
Okay, I was gonna say if you could like purposely time travel anywhere, what would you want to experience? But yeah, either way,
did we do both?
I mean, it gives you a chance for two answers. Yeah.
So if I time slipped, where it was like, especially that one where it's like the Vancouver Bridge opening in 1960s. And there's just a dude walking around in like a 90s t-shirt in a picture. It's like, who the fuck cares about a Vancouver Bridge opening? Like, obviously it was probably an accident, like time slip, but like, if you could plan the time slip, I don't know.
Okay, I have two, I think, fun answers. I think I have one for an accidental time slip, just ending up, it's not a photograph, but like ending up on a photograph or like a picture of people. Yeah. And then one thing that like I would have loved to actually be alive to like experience. The first one that came to mind that I would love to have been able to experience was when OJ was driving the Bronco. Just that whole ordeal when that whole OJ trial was going down. I think that would be incredible experience. I haven't watched it yet, but apparently there's a new documentary on Netflix about OJ as well that is apparently really good. And then if I was going to end up just like dressed in modern clothes in the background of something, I would have it be like the picture of the Last Supper, where everyone's on the one side of the table and I'm just there with my plate and like my Eagles hoodie I'm wearing right now.
That'd be a good one.
Yeah, those are my answers.
Yeah, okay. I like it. what was your first one again?
Experience. I would purposely go back in time to like watch when OJ was driving in the Bronco.
Oh yeah. I was gonna say you're just trying to get in with the Kardashians early. I know what you're saying.
Low.
Yeah.
Buy low. All right. Go back to September 10th, 2001, and I would tell everybody to buy Bitcoin.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Don't warn them about 9/11.
Yeah.
Guys, buy Bitcoin.
Buy Bitcoin. Nothing else is going to happen. Don't worry about it. Yeah, I like it. I don't know. I do know that when I was a young lad, that one that I always thought about was like, and I think we talked about this before, like the Titanic. Like, imagine if you could go back in time and be like, hey, dipshit, get there's an iceberg over there, and like steer them away from it. Or if you like just had like,
if there even was an iceberg,
if there even was an iceberg, if you had like a rocket launcher and just freaking blew up the iceberg before it hit it, and just be like, you're welcome, everybody. And then those people, because what, there was 3,000 some people on there. Like, think about if everybody made it, all of the shit that would be different, or it wouldn't be different at all. Like, I don't know what happens. I also think it would be badass if you could go back in time. Like, if you could go to medieval times with a gun, just like, it just
beats untouchable.
It. Yeah. Like, now I've got an AR with like just a shitload of rounds and like, yeah, nothing anybody can do.
You could probably go to the restaurant medieval times with a gun and get a similar reaction.
Yeah, and I'm no longer.
I do not advocate for that, by the way.
I'm no longer allowed in medieval times, so yeah.
That's actually, it was funny you mentioned the medieval times, because I had something similar. I have five that I can't choose from. Jesus.
Okay.
Like Kendrick with his tracks.
So the first one is like, I would love to be at the JFK assassination. Put me in the grassy knoll so I can see this shit firsthand.
That is a really good one.
Yeah. Although we're gonna find out in the next couple weeks, right? It's supposed to be releasing it.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Hint, hint, hint. New episode.
Yeah, you might. Yeah, I was gonna say you might even know more than us by the time you listen to this episode.
It's just gonna be us reading facts.
The other one, I feel like this is a common one, but I would want to be at like the Last Supper or the Resurrection to see how that shit played out.
I'm just there eating in the picture, but yeah, you can be in the mix.
Is Jojon? Is that you?
Jojon just snacking.
Yeah, I don't know how I got on the invite list. We were at a bar, got a thing of jerky. You know, my dad's a carpenter. They knew each other through business.
Yeah. Blue light in hand.
Yeah,
check it out, bro. I'm drinking a blue light out of a chalice. This might be the Holy Grail.
three wise men. Maybe we were there. I don't know.
Oh, we were. We were. The accidental one would either be, I would love to end up like while they were building the pyramids.
Or I was gonna say Egypt would be cool. Like,
yeah, I thought about that too.
Yeah.
Or in Cleopatra's bedroom in her prime. Whoops, how'd I get here?
Well, when in Rome.
And then
when in Cairo.
the last one that I wanted, this is kind of tied into your medieval thing, is I would love to go back to like Mayan times with the Mayan culture, but with a handful of drones. So they would just think I'm a god.
Okay.
Again, you can kind of do that now. Just go to those islands where the where they're like completely undeveloped and just throw
the drones. They might kill you. The Mayans were developed. They were smart as shit.
True. Like, yeah.
And I guess it reminds me of the Disney movie El Dorado, where they go and then, you know, they just adorn them with gold and treat them like gods. Like, can you imagine just
go back in time and just be Genghis Khan, just plowing his way through Asia and Europe, throwing just R after R, doesn't matter. It's a decent idea.
One thing I would not want to do is end up on like the Mayflower or something. I'm not a big fan of open water.
Yeah, that would be probably the worst sea travel.
Like a whole Moby Dick situation going on. No thanks. I'll take a pass on that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other cool historical events that'd be awesome to visit. Like,
did we hit everything in the unexplained episode that we wanted to get through?
For the most part.
The time
so I want to dive into like I think I want to read those books.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
We can part two with the time travel,
because that's not like a hoax or like this is an actual book that was
I would just be curious to like know like the actual contents of the book. Like, it'd be very interesting. I don't know how to read, so I can't do that.
What's up? My name's Mike, and I never fucking learned how to read.
What a great callback. But no, that is Arian. I would be interested to learn more about that.
That'd be a good one. Yeah, I mean, as far as accidentally showing up to something, I can't. There's too much. I think I would want to purposely do it. I mean, you could time slip into anything. So I think I'm good on that. What else?
Why don't you time slip into something more comfortable? God damn it.
Why don't you time slip
into time slip into the future? We keep talking about the past, but would you want to go to the future?
Time slip into those DMs.
I don't know if I would.
The future.
Like, are you curious to see what America will look like in 400 years?
But see, what if you go and there's nothing there?
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know if I could come back knowing that it's all for nothing.
Well, what if humans are still alive, but as things are going right now, male fertility is at zero, and you are now all of a sudden the last fertile male in the world?
Here we go.
This is what I was born for.
This is what all the practice has been for.
And then you snap back to now, and you're like, no! And you spend your whole life trying to get back.
Take me back. I want to go back.
I was trying to think of a catchy name, like Handmaid's Tale for something like that. That was like funny, but I got nothing.
Yeah.
I would go to the future.
Do you guys think, so obviously time slippage, it's kind of random, so we can't even like forecast that, but do you guys think that like there's any, you know, like any time in the realistic future we'll have any closer access to time travel? Like, do you think it's fundamentally possible?
I think it's possible.
That's a good question. Like, I think, and that's that leads to something that I forgot. So that's awesome. But the whole idea of like time travel itself, like if it already exists, like, because in the episode they talk about that like Chinese tomb being opened, that it was like sealed for 400 years. It was like the Chinese emperor, and he was dead for like 800 years or something. Mm-hmm. And there was like a wristwatch in it. And so they like are people going back in time and like leaving clues or something. And it's like, would you do that? Would you go back and leave a clue? Would you go just like see something and then, you know, leave? Would you go, you know, mess with something? Like, I don't know. Maybe go fight a dinosaur. I don't know what you would do, but also the mechanics of it, like, you know, if it could exist, and Joe John and I were talking about it, like, because not hypothetically, but the Earth rotates at 1,000 miles an hour. So if you were able to get out of the gravitational pull and then go the opposite direction faster than that, you like time would be going slower for people.
If you go fast enough, you would, by the way that we measure time with like our clock and days, you would technically be traveling back in time.
Correct. But like if you were up there for 50 years, like you would still be 50 years older.
Mm-hmm. Because you're the reference of time.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's one of those mind fucks that like how would that, would it work? Like, could it actually work? Like, I don't think somebody wouldn't be able to go back and like, oh, I, you know, punched Hitler. Like, okay, fine. Like, it doesn't work that way. But like the point, like if today it happened and then like I went this way 2,000 miles an hour and you went that way 1,000 miles an hour, like in your 20 years, it would only be 10 years. But it's like, how does that make any sense? And like, I think
it has to do with the speed of light.
Yeah. Just need to ponder it some more. I'll figure it out eventually.
Like, I think so. The way it's explained in physics is like, if you approached the speed of light, you would see everything all at once. You would see the past, present, future all at once.
I think that's what I was saying when we talked about this earlier, where it's like, I think it's like the idea that, and I don't know if this is physics or what this would be even based in, but it's like the idea that everything current, future, and past is happening right now. It's just the way that we experience time is the way that, you know, our lives have been going, but it's mm-hmm. all already happened. That's why I feel like, I don't know if we'll ever come close to time travel, but I feel like it's possible. Like, I think it's an Interstellar where they explain it as like how a two-dimensional thing on paper, and then you fold it into a third dimension and it's easier to travel. I don't know if it'd be mm-hmm. the fourth or fifth dimension, but I do think
that it would be possible. I just got so hard that you referenced Interstellar. It's my favorite movie.
Movie sucks.
Dude, also,
that is the greatest movie.
Do you guys think that, regardless of time travel, just thinking like, I guess this is time travel. Do you think that going back to the future, like you would affect, or going back in the past from back to the future, you would affect your future? Or do you think that it would split off into something completely different?
It's, to me, it's the same discussion that I was just saying, like, how does that work? Because like, if somebody was like, I'm going back in time and killing Hitler, like, if they did that in like 1919 or something, mm-hmm. like, does that change what happened to us? Or do we know about it, but just for that person, like, he was dead? Like,
that's the grandfather effect or the butterfly effect. Yeah. Like,
yeah,
I don't know if time is something that you can alter. So
if it's not able to
exactly be. Like I think if time traveling in the sense of you can view it, I don't think you can change it physically. I don't think you can go.
A dog can't just scared go. The fuck out of me in my camera.
Your dog?
Yeah, he just because he's got the big donut on still. He had surgery last week, and just the shadow before he like got it, because like my camera's angled to the doors right behind me, and I just saw his shadow first. I'm like, what the fuck is coming up to me? sorry, I cut you off. That scared the
No, it scared me too. I didn't know what it was.
Brunch.
But I don't think you can go to a place and be present and interact and change things. I think you can go back and see it, but I think it's an experience more so than a visit.
Which is kind of like in that episode they're talking about the like the chronovision or whatever that is in the Vatican,
like the Vatican vault. Secret archives,
and that like you can peer through time or did either of you watch Devs?
I don't think so.
So it was on FX, and I don't know if it was successful as a show, but it had Nick Offerman, and I liked it. I mean, it's got to be on Hulu. And it was basically like they were trying to create like a algorithm that would be able to go back and see what actually happened in places. But like it wasn't possible to do at 100%, like 100% accuracy, and so it was like this crazy thing, and it was super cool. And then it was like Devs, but it was really Deus, like Deus Ex Machina, and it was a good show.
I've seen
interesting. That's how I think it
promo goes, so for it. But I never watched it. It came out right when COVID started.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think like, I don't remember if it was like, I know a couple people that watched.
Yeah. It's just the one season. So I don't know if it was meant to be or not.
Highly recommend people watch it. And it's not necessarily time travel, but it is like they see like Jesus on the cross, and then it's like they look into it more, and then they're like, oh, it's not 100% accurate. It was like 99.7% accurate, like that actually happened. And then Nick Offerman got pissed because Nick Offerman like ran the company or something. So
gotcha.
Good show. Yeah, give it a watch. But
yeah,
what else we got? Any other hypotheticals?
Any other comments on it? Time travel?
No. I think that pretty much covers it, because like I said, if you were to go towards the speed of light or approach the speed of light, you would see everything all at once. You wouldn't be in all those times. You know what I mean? So I think it's more of an experience.
Well, my brain's done a lot of processing here, so I think this is a good spot to put a pin in it. Until
might circle back. Yeah, we might circle back.
We put a pin, we circle back.
Let's read Baron Trump's adventure.
Once Stevie reads that book. Yeah, we'll circle back to it. So, hey, that is it
for us. Yeah, how much it is.
Whether this is an appetizer or dessert, we hope you enjoyed it.
Or a main course. But yeah, thank you for stopping
in. Or all three. There's three of us here.
Oh, exactly. We always appreciate it. And... you know, this was kind of the season three, however you want to view it. Season three should be coming out soon. We've got a lot of great talk movie to me ideas. I got a lot cooking for us. So stay tuned. Stay focused. We love you. Take care of yourselves. In the meantime, we'll talk to you soon. Peace out.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Tree Fort Gang is an Audio Boom original podcast.